Hey, what is up, guys? Welcome back to
the Short Knowledge Podcast.
Yep, this is episode 4, and like usual, we're gonna start with our like entertainment type videos or articles. The first thing we wanted to talk about today was YouTube Rewind.
Rewind.
So every year, YouTube does this video where they include all of their popular YouTubers and they kind of like touch every popular YouTube subject. Like, for instance, this year, fidget spinners was one of them. Slime was another one.
The floor is lava.
And the song of the year, I guess, on YouTube was which song?
Despacito.
Yeah, Despacito was the song that they used in the background.
And then the brand new one, what is it called? Be Humble? It's called Humble.
Humble? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. And some of the things that I noticed, because it's kind of hard to, because the video is like super fast, you know, they're showing all these YouTubers, so showing all these things that were popular during the year. The Shooting Stars was another cool one that they had this year. And the funny thing about it was that they included what's that kid?
The Backhead Kid?
No, the other one.
Ryan's Toy
Reviews. Yeah, Ryan's Toy Reviews was on it. I don't know if he was in the previous YouTube Rewind video, but yeah, he was there. They showed, obviously, the eclipse. It was a big thing this year. And they also showed, you know, the natural disasters, hurricanes, earthquakes, and then the shootings and stuff like that. And even though a lot of people criticize YouTubers, like, oh, they make so much money and, you know, all they do is videos, they also do a lot of charity stuff. Microplier does a lot of charity stuff. PewDiePie. There's a whole bunch of YouTubers that, you know, do charity stuff where they, you know, raise money for people in need. And when it came to like this, the natural disasters we had this year, you know, they stepped up and did that as well. The other thing that they showed was the Jake Pauls and the Logan Paul. I'm not a huge fan of them. Although they're like the popular thing on YouTube right now. I'm not really like a fan of them. They're just, especially Jake. He's, I don't know. He's like a little brat. I'm going to go out and say because, I don't know. Sometimes he does things that that make you think like, why would you do that? So, Logan, he's all right.
Two people left, which was brothers from his team because one of them was, they were Spanish, so they didn't know English, so they were learning. Mm-hmm. Then they didn't know that they were calling him, like, racist names and stuff.
Oh, yeah? Jake Paul?
And then they were playing, like, this really big Jenga, and then it fell, and then it broke one of the brother's foot, and Jake refused to take him to a hospital.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, it was Martinez twins. Yeah, I think I read that story or heard it somewhere. Let's see, what else did, you had the Backpack Kid and his dance. You had, Philip DeFranco. Philip DeFranco is a huge YouTuber. Well, I think I'm being biased because he's one of my favorite YouTubers.
Yeah.
And, he was finally on a YouTube Rewind. He was in a grave, like they were burying like old memes. But yeah, the YouTube Rewind was pretty cool. And one person that was left out that's probably the biggest YouTuber. Not probably. He is the biggest YouTuber. He has the most subscribers on YouTube.
Pewds.
Yeah, PewDiePie was left out. And he wasn't mad about it because he kind of knows why. He's kind of been like the black sheep of the YouTube family. He's been in some controversial stuff lately. He's still one of my favorite YouTubers. I mean, we all have our slip-ups. So, I don't know. I like Pewds. But yeah, he wasn't mad. He was just like, you know. I understand why I'm not in it. I mean, he loves YouTube. And he knows that it will probably affect them if they put him under. So he wasn't that mad. Speaking of YouTube, this YouTuber from, remember where he was from? Let me see.
This guy who does stupid things.
Let me see. Okay. So yeah, this YouTuber out of, the UK, and they're called
J Swinglers.
What's his YouTube called?
The TGF Bro.
TGF Bros, yeah. They do, I guess, like, pranks on YouTube. And he decided that it would be a cool prank to do what?
to put a microwave in his head and fill it with cement.
Yeah. So they did is they filled his microwave up with cement, and then he put a like a tube in his mouth, and then he put it out so that he couldn't breathe. But I guess for some reason it got stuck, so he started panicking that he was going to die. So that's when they called the authorities. And it took him an hour to get him free. And, I mean, it was obvious that the fire department was going to be pissed because they could have been helping somebody else in need instead of helping this guy that decided to do a dumb thing. Yeah, it was kind of dumb. When people do those kind of things, you think, like, why?
Why?
And basically, the main answer is for views. All they want is views. And moving on to movies.
Jurassic Park.
Yeah, there was a new trailer for Jurassic World: The Fallen Kingdom. So the premise of the movie is basically the island where all these dinosaurs were on in the previous movie is gonna blow up. So they send the two stars from the previous movie to go save them.
Some.
Yeah. I don't know if they're gonna save all of them or kind of like Noah's Ark where they save a male and female and then they reproduce. But I mean, right off the bat, you know that there's going to be another movie where they save these animals, they take them back to the mainland. Yeah, and then they wreak havoc on the city. So you can already predict what the other movie is going to be. And speaking about dinosaurs, there's this YouTube channel called
Meet Arnold.
Yeah, and it's this animation channel
where it's like it's just like facts, like what happens if you spend one nanosecond on the sun.
Yeah. So there's this character Arnold, and then there's the narrator, and he puts Arnold in like really weird situations, like Eduardo said, like spending a nanosecond on the sun or a nanosecond in a volcano. And in this episode, they put Arnold in, you know, back in the days where they had dinosaurs. So they put him, Arnold. Tyrannosaurus Rex. Is it T-Rex?
T-Rex.
Yeah. So they put him up against a T-Rex. So it's Arnold versus Tyrannosaurus. And we learned some interesting facts. Like, for example, since his body is so, the Tyrannosaurus Rex's body is so like this form, I guess, it takes him like 4 seconds to be able to turn around 90 degrees.
So that's your advantage.
Yes. And then also, even though he has strong arms, like since they can't bend and fold like ours, you could probably beat a T-Rex in the arm wrestling challenge.
Because they can only go like...
Yeah. Like back and forth, not sideways. So yeah, it's a pretty cool video to watch. And moving on to news and kind of like disturbing things. There was this kid from, I think it was Ontario. Los Angeles? Yeah, the LA area, mm-hmm. Ontario. Well, this kid decided to do what?
Throw a kitten to high up in the air for some. Bull reason.
Yeah. Yeah, this kid from the LA area, it was Ontario. I think, I don't know if he was from Ontario, but he where they recorded the video was Ontario. He threw this little kitten through the air and onto the pavement. So when he fell, the kitten broke, I think he broke one leg or two.
A right leg.
He broke a leg, and then I think he had some internal bleeding as well. So his video went viral. Somebody posted it on Twitter and it went viral, and that's when the police, got involved because, you know, it was animal cruelty, which is a crime. Police. Yeah. It was a crime. So I think they actually caught the kid. I'm not really sure what he's going to be. He's probably just going to get fined or something. But I mean, he was doing something he thought was probably cool. And
I'm going to throw a kid into the street. I'm going to be so kid.
Yeah. So he probably thought it was cool. And, you know, it ended up backfiring on him. So not only did he get charges on it, but it went viral. So like now everybody's gonna know him as the kid who threw that kitty on in the air and hurt him, which is not a good thing to be known as. Huh. And speaking about cats, there's this new, I guess you can call it a game.
Is known as Pokecats.
Yeah, it's kind of like
a Pokemon Go.
Yeah, kind of like a Pokemon card game where. You have this, it's called Crypto Kitties. And it's like virtual kitties.
What's, I don't get the ether.
Ethereum. How do you pronounce ether? Ethereum. Okay, so we went off because we were looking for a little bit of an explanation of this CryptoKitty. So CryptoKitty is a kind of like a Ethereum based game. Ethereum is kind of like right now there's a big thing on Bitcoin. So Bitcoin is like this virtual currency, virtual money that's out in the internet. So nobody, there's not, like right now when you have money, it's usually like in a bank, right? So Bitcoin is in like out in the cloud, like no, there's no place that really owns that coin but you. Like it's your money, but it's somewhere out in the internet.
I have some Bitcoin, I have 30.
No, if you had 30 Bitcoins, you know how much money you would have right now?
How much?
Like $500,000. Yeah. So yeah, Ethereum is this kind of like this coding that lets you have like a program or something running out on the internet and not have it stored in like in a server or something. So this CryptoKitty is Ethereum based, and it's virtual kitties that you know you buy, and they're out there in the internet and not on a server. What was that game that they mentioned on the? They mentioned a game that's kind of like animals too that you can have it.
Pokemon Go. No.
So I can't remember what the name of the game was that they mentioned that you know you basically have this virtual pet and then you have it on a server. So this one you have this virtual kitty that's out on the internet and you own. And the thing is that it makes these kitties like these virtual kitties, it makes them unique. You know, it's your kitty and there's none other like. So there's some that are rare. The article actually says that there was a kitty that sold for $23,000.
And then the highest one was 113 point something.
Yeah, 113, yeah? Mm-hmm. Let me see.
The highest one.
Oh, yeah, that's right. There's two. The article mentions two kitties that sold for, you know, a lot of money. One of them was $23,000, and the other one, like Eduardo said, is $113,000 for a virtual kitty. People have invested over $1.3 million in this game. So yeah, it's basically like it's hard to explain. You know, this virtual kitty that you own.
Pay to win, boys.
And if you have like a rare kitty, you can breed it and then you can sell your offspring. I don't know. It's weird. It's weird. It's even weird that people are spending this much this amount of money on this dumb game.
Welcome to CryptoKitty, the pay-to-win game.
And our final article, we want to talk about, I think it was our second episode when we talked about glitter. And we talked about how we're affecting the environment, right? We as humans. So this one touches that same,
Like
what? Is what? What?
I mean, it involves the same thing, like littering.
Yeah, yeah. It involves, yeah, like how our trash is affecting, you know, the wildlife of the ocean. So in Canada, this fisherman, this lady, she found a crab. No, a lobster. It was a lobster. Yeah, in New Brunswick, Canada. This lady was out fishing, and she found this lobster that had what in it?
A Pepsi logo.
Yeah, the one of the claws had this logo, you know, this blue and red and, you know, the classic Pepsi logo. And I think one of the, one of the, not weird, but ironic things was that the lady that found it, you know,
she drinks Pepsi.
Yeah, she immediately recognized it because why?
She drinks Pepsi like 12. She drinks 12 cans per
Yeah. This lady drinks a 12 pack of Pepsi every day. So I mean, it was she was bound to recognize the logo because I mean she sees this can.
is advertisement.
Yeah, the article said, I mean, it could end up being like
be one of those things for like
an adverb. But
every crap that gets a Pepsi logo, Pepsi will donate $1,000 to children.
But yeah, it's crazy how, because it, I mean, in the picture you see this, it kind of looks like a can that got embedded to the claw. They don't know how he got it, but I'm sure it was, you know, out in the ocean, and it, as he was growing, it got embedded on his claw. So yeah, it reminds us how much, you know, we're affecting our environment and how, you know, we need to do something to change it, because otherwise, I don't know, it's gonna be bad. I mean, it's already getting bad as it is. So that's pretty much it for episode 4.
I wanna go get a Pepsi.
Don't forget to share this audio and the video with your friends. And if you have any articles or comments, make sure you leave it on the video, or you can tweet us at the Ivy Nerds, or send us an email at theivynerd@gmail.com. And don't forget to check out our YouTube channel,
DA Ivy Nerds.
Mm-hmm. And we'll see you guys in the next one.
Peace.